Singer Bobby McFerrin memorialized happiness with his now ubiquitous Don't Worry, Be Happy. But did he do us all a disservice by inadvertently trivializing its real importance to our health? A CNN report cites a 2012 review of more than 200 studies, which all found a connection between positive psychological attributes, such as happiness, optimism, and life satisfaction, and a lowered risk of cardiovascular disease. According to researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health, it's not as simple as you must be happy to prevent heart attacks, of course. But if you have a good sense of well-being, it's easier to maintain good habits like exercising, eating a balanced diet, and getting enough sleep. Lower blood pressure, normal body weight, and healthier blood fat profiles were also associated with a better sense of well-being in the study. Of course, genetics are not within our control, and all challenges can't be overcome by simply having a positive attitude. However, there is no question that there is a relational equation which says that exercise plus positive social relationships lead to a greater happiness and well-being. Plus, it's just more enjoyable to be happy. That's why, at The Why, we encourage everyone to go to their happy place. And while we admit that we hope that you do it at The Why, our real mission is to encourage habits which lead to healthier people, communities, and families. I'm John Hoey, President and CEO of The Why of Central Maryland, for WYPR, your NPR news station.